The Hard Shoulder with Kieran Cuddihy.
With the MG Hybrid and Electric range.
On News Talk.
We were speaking earlier on about Dublin City Council discussing the city's transport plan in the light of concerns from retailers brought to them by the junior minister with responsibility for business, employment and retail, that being Emer Higgins. Hazel Chew is with us. She's a Green Party councillor and, of course, former Lord Mayor of Dublin, as is Keith Gavin, chairman of the Irish Parking Association. Hazel, can I go to you to begin with? The minister saying that the people responsible for retail in Dublin City felt that they had been unable to get in front of decision makers, as she described them, in the City Council, and felt that the consultation process, as was officially formed, had been insufficiently effective. Do you accept that?
No, I don't accept that. I know people have been bantering that around, and the minister herself has said it, but I don't think it's true. This consultation process was extensive. It was over a number of months. There was a large amount of submissions for it, and Dublin Town and various other members in Dublin City that are retailers and traders also put in submissions for it. So it is not fair to say, well, this is the traders all together. I don't think it's every trader, and I don't think it should be generalised that it is every trader. I think a lot of traders are welcoming that there's a new plan that will reduce the true traffic into the city, that there will be more sustainable transport, and that there will be an increase on a sustainable transport into the city. It will be good for workers, it will be good for shoppers, because let's be honest, not all workers go into the town by car. They go by public transport, and a lot of times they're sitting there, they're waiting, they're stuck, and they're late for work. Also, shoppers. It has been done by Dublin City Centre Shopper Survey recently, carried out by the NTA in the summer of 2022, that says 74% of retail spend in the city centre are by people using sustainable modes of transport. So we need to provide that as an option for people.
Now, Hazel, the kind of views that you are expressing are similar to those that we have heard from the Green Party for some time in relation to this matter, and they would fit with Green Party policy. When I asked the minister whether or not she had met with the Green Party as coalition partners on whom she knew that this would have an impact in terms of their policy platform, she said she had not. Should she have?
I think if the minister wants to discuss transport policy, yes, meeting a green minister or a transport minister would be the first port of call. But let's be very clear here. This is not just a green policy. It is very much something that was consulted on and agreed on by all parties in Dublin City Council. It was agreed on by the Independents, by Fianna Fáil, Fine Gael, Social Democrats, Labour, Sinn Féin, ourselves. So when people say this is just a Green Party policy, it's absolutely not. It is the policy of people who have submitted. It is the policy of the public who wants a better city and who wants a less congested city.
Well, as I said, Keith Gavin is with us. He's chairman of the Irish Parking Association. Keith, this is the policy of all of government. It is the policy of the people, which means effectively, I assume, from your perspective, you may get a stay of execution if you're lucky, but this is on the way.
Good evening, Anton, and good evening, Hazel. Well, I hope that's not the case, Anton. I hope there is time taken to pause and to reflect on this and to examine the potential very serious and very damaging consequences that these plans can have on the city centre as a retail destination. Hazel said that there was a very extensive public consultation process. I would actually refute that. There was a public consultation process run for a couple of months towards the end of last year, that the vast majority of the population knew nothing about. There was about 3,000 responses received, mostly coming from those ideologically in favour of these plans. And, you know, it represents less than half of 1% of the population of Dublin City.
But so surely, though, you would say, Keith, that if 3,000 people had the capacity to work out that there was a way for them to make their voices felt or heard, it wasn't impossible to be able to contribute to the consultation.
No, it wasn't impossible. And we as an association and other retailers did contribute, but there wasn't widespread awareness of the public consultation process. And the people who were directly affected by it, the retailers and the businesses who are to be quite frank, quite busy as it is, you know, didn't have time or weren't aware of the public consultation process.
Can you give us then a sense of what it is that you want altered within it? Because we were talking to the minister earlier on, she was saying that it is effectively a delay, that we want it back post Christmas and then an analysis once it's put in place. Do you want more than that? Are there specific elements of it that you want changed?
Absolutely, yes. We want an analysis of, like, there has been absolutely no economic impact assessment of what the effects of these plans and these changes will have on the city centre. We've already had a 30% decline in private car traffic in Dublin city centre in the last 10 years. We've had a corresponding decline in footfall. Now,
okay, well, let me bring that. I want to give that point to Hazel Chew.
Well,
I wanted just that one core clear thing of an economic impact assessment before this plan is undertaken. Hazel Chew, A, has that been done in your view? And B, if not, should it be?
So to Keith's point, his point was that there was a decline on car traffic. Correct. That is actually a good thing. Is there a decline on retail spend? No. The retail sales index shows that for...
And the economic
last
impact assessment?
Well, the retail spend has been steadily increasing. So your economic assessment is based on the Dublin Economic Monitor and other various reports that have been out.
But has there been a specific, to his question, has there been a specific economic impact assessment on this plan?
The economic impact assessment based on the plan itself, no. But at the same time, Anton, should there be? Yeah, that's the question. Should there be? The question is the spend going to be reduced? No. No one can say that it will be reduced, because what we've been seeing through the Dublin Economic Monitor is that retail spend has been steadily going up.
But should there be a specific assessment to that point? Should there be a specific assessment to say we intend to do this major upheaval to the centre of Dublin City? Let's assess the impact on it.
No, I think we need to do the, when you say upheaval, you see, you're trying to imply, listen, everything will be chaotic.
No, I'm not at all. It is literally an upheaval. There is no other way to describe it. That radical change is upheaval.
But my point is that it is a plan that will install better public transport. So the word upheaval will be time limited. So this is not going to be a long-term upheaval that you're, alluring to. So it will be time limited, and what will happen is that it will have major positive economic impact. So when we look at impact assessments, we need to look at thereafter as well.
Okay, let me go back to Keith on that. Keith, final word to you, but very briefly. The economic impact of this will be a hugely positive one, and the decline in car traffic is already a hugely positive thing.
I absolutely reject that. Let's carry out the economic impact assessment and let's see. Let's have the evidence before we make such a drastic change.
Time is against us, folks. My apologies. Keith Gavin, Chairman of the Irish Parking Association, and Hazel Chew, Green Party Councillor, and of course, former Lord Mayor. Thank you both very much.
The Hard Shoulder with Kieran Cuddihy.
With the MG Hybrid and Electric range.
Weekdays from 4 on News Talk.